Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is sunny and warm. In Tel Aviv, the beaches are inviting under clear skies. Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze, providing a comfortable atmosphere for outdoor activities. In Haifa, it's a perfect day for a stroll along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF intercepted two rockets launched at the north earlier today. This marks the first such attack since Wednesday, despite a ceasefire declaration. Also, the Jerusalem Post says the U.S. downed two Iranian attack drones, threatening international maritime traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. This comes following the interception of multiple missiles and drones by CENTCOM. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist associated with the Kisufim massacre on October 7th. The Nukba commander was eliminated in a precise strike in southern Gaza. Separately, Forward reports that Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel. This move by Hezbollah complicates ongoing peace efforts in the region. And finally, Ynet News mentions that North Korea has labeled the U.S. push for denuclearization an anachronistic dream. Pyongyang vows to expand its nuclear arsenal, adding to regional tensions. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24 News English noted earlier today that for the first time since a ceasefire was announced, the IDF intercepted rockets launched from Hezbollah into Israeli territory. AMK Mapping, a conflict monitoring account, highlighted that several rockets were intercepted over northeastern Israel. Ynet Global reported that North Korea dismissed U.S. denuclearization efforts as outdated. Kim Jong-un's sister insists that no one will be bound by U.S. rhetoric. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the IDF intercepting rockets in the north, the Times of Israel cites this as a significant breach of the ceasefire. The rockets were reportedly launched by Hezbollah, escalating tensions. This could impact civilian safety and regional stability, pressing for further diplomatic efforts. Turning to the U.S. downing Iranian drones in the Strait of Hormuz, the Jerusalem Post highlights the strategic importance of this waterway. The interception by CENTCOM aims to maintain the security of international maritime traffic. This incident could strain U.S.-Iran relations even further, with potential global economic implications. Meanwhile, the elimination of a Hamas terrorist by the IDF, as reported by JNS, is seen as a targeted response to the October 7th massacre. This precise strike in southern Gaza underscores ongoing military efforts to dismantle terrorist networks. The move may influence future ceasefire negotiations and security measures in the region. In other developments, Forward reports Hezbollah's rejection of a ceasefire deal brokered by the United States. This refusal complicates peace talks and raises concerns over potential future conflicts. Diplomatic channels may need to intensify efforts to avoid escalation between Lebanon and Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports on Bank Hapoalim's offer to absorb rising dollar exchange rates. If the rate exceeds 2.89 shekels, the bank promises to refund the difference, providing a unique financial cushion for customers. Separately, Katech discusses the crucial role of Thai, Indian, and Sri Lankan workers in Israel's labor market. These workers are essential in fields like agriculture, food, and hospitality, underscoring their importance to the economy. And finally, Globes reports that Moshe Kalin, former finance minister, received a suspended sentence and fine. The plea bargain relates to securities offenses during his tenure as chairman of UnEt Credit, impacting his political and financial legacy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.